Nick Ledgerwood or whoever it is doing good defensive work, and then you know Milan Lars has been good for us. So there's some things to build on, because you know defensively when we're good, we're not gonna lose games, but you know, yeah, offensively we collectively I think we can be better.
Thanks, Andre. Appreciate it.
What you guys are doing in front, I mean, it's three games now. You've had a lot of chances in those games, and you've only put one away.
The problem is, yeah, putting the ball in the net. We had chances. We had chances on set pieces. I think sometimes the final ball, you know, Steven says it's the final ball that is lacking a little bit. You know, we've got to be that killer ball or shoot from distance, you know. We've got guys that can shoot, whether it's Will or Dwayne or Simeon, whoever, you know. They can hit a good ball. So I think that's what's missing, you know. But I'm not going to sit here and point fingers and say, oh, it's our forwards that need to score, because it's collective. You know, we're defensively, we're defending as a unit, and we need to attack as well like that. So it's a collective thing.
I mean, is that something you guys work on a lot in practice, in terms of finishing? And obviously, you get, like you said, you're creating chances. Maybe the final forward, maybe not the quality that is needed to put it in the net, but is it something that Steven stresses in?
Absolutely. You know, we know that to win games, you know, you need to score goals, and it's something that we work on, something that we need to keep working on. But I think, you know, defensively, having a good foundation, a good base is definitely something to a good base to start with.
I mean, going somewhere like the Cuba and getting the result is just huge, and it's hard to go and play a place, especially with the rock-hard pitches, the middle of the afternoon, the heat. Is it, what's it like then to come home and when you have great support and you don't maybe get the results that you deserve probably and obviously you were looking for? Is it a big blow or is there any kind of
thing? It leaves a bitter taste in your mouth, for sure. But like I said, you know, it's a marathon, these group stages, you know, so we're going to try to take the positives. Of course, yeah, sour taste, bitter taste, but you know, got to move forward, game's over.
So what happens to now in the September next round?
Yeah, guys work hard, guys do well with their clubs, make sure they're in top gear come that next round of qualifying, because we're going to need everyone for that.
And obviously the guys from Europe got to go back and they get their break because they've been playing for a while. You guys are back. Is there any difference when you meet up again that some guys are rustier?
No, September should be great because guys will be right in the mix there in Europe, and MLS guys will be coming third quarter of a long MLS season, so everyone should be in top gear, so it should be great for us.
Thanks very much.
All right, guys. Houston next week?
Yeah,
doing the game for TSN.
All right,
we'll see you out there. Cheers.